Welcome, dear brothers and sisters, gathered here at this convention, in the name of our Heavenly Father and His well-beloved Son, the head of the church. We, the North Seattle Bible students, Ecclesia, welcome each and every one of you. We are not part of any earthly association, organization, but merely we come together as a little band of God's people to worship Him in spirit and in truth and sing praises unto His name. Ezra 10 verse 11, the instruction was to separate yourselves, be ye separate from the people of the land. In Matthew 23:8, the Lord's instruction was, all ye are brethren. For one is your master, even Christ. There are still those who hear the clear clarion note of the truth and are holding fast to the faith as set forth by the pen of Pastor Charles T. Russell. We are the only group, the only ones who recognize and understand the doctrine of the ransom. Many Christian people and ask, do you believe that you're the ransomed of the Lord? Oh my, yes. We're ransomed of the Lord. But they would be at a loss to explain the mechanics of the ransom doctrine of how it works. But we can agree with them that yes, they are the ransomed of the Lord. Our preparation as new creatures, if we are faithful, will be of great service and help to the world of mankind. Our hearts are strained and tugged at some of the situations we see with the world. But we know in the Lord's due time, 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 and 6, that He will straighten out all of these crooked and misunderstood paths and ways, and the permission of sin will have done its work and will hold the world of mankind in the good stead of where they should be. The groaning of the human race in pain and travailing, we feel it too. But we thank God today for those who are clinging close to the truth. So now, dear brethren, we gather together to fan the flame, our flame of faith, hope, and zeal to make it stronger for the tests yet to come. And we will have tests. We're going to feel some of what the world feels. Let us be cheerful as we go into this time, which is the remainder of our walk. The tests to come result in good measure from the fact that we're well into the time of trouble, which commenced in 1914. So may the Lord bless your fellowship as you fellowship together And we recall, we'd like to read the text of Romans 12, verse 2. And this is why we're here. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We've had many noble examples of those who preceded us in this way. We could name them off if there were the time to do that. But we call them to mind every now and then as an encouragement to us. And we look at others of our brethren, and sometimes we think, I don't have near the testings that those brother have, but that testing that they had was designed for them. And we're going to have testings that are designed for us. So in keeping with giving words of welcome, we wish to say to you all, brethren, welcome to you to this convention, and may the Lord be praised.